H.P. Lovecraft, The Rats in the Walls. On July 16, 1923, I moved into Exham Priory after the last workman had finished his labors. The restoration had been a stupendous task, for little had remained of the deserted pile but a shell-like ruin. Yet, because it had been the seat of my ancestors, I let no expense deter me. The place had not been inhabited since the reign of James I, when a tragedy of intensely hideous though largely unexplained nature had struck down the master, five of his children, and several servants. And, driven forth under a cloud of suspicion and terror, the third son, my lineal progenitor, and the only survivor of the abhorred line. With this sole heir denounced as a murderer, the estate had reverted to the crown, nor had the accused man made any attempt to exculpate himself or regain his property. Shaken by some horror greater than that of conscience or the law, and expressing only a frantic wish to exclude the ancient edifice from his sight and memory, Walter de la Poa, 11th Baron Exham, fled to Virginia and there founded the family, which, by the next century, had become known as de la Poa. Exham Priory had remained untenanted